This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was The Raconteurs with Help Me Stranger. It is 5:39. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and it's time now for our market wrap, which means that Sean Tanis of our news desk has joined us in the studio. All right, this is an interesting story. Thailand has amended a law that allows the private farming and sale of medical marijuana. And Bloomberg reports that this could prove to be a huge boost in reversing the country's economic setback, mainly in the tourism and agriculture sectors.
Yeah, so Thailand's cabinet basically amended the Narcotics Act last week. And this is basically to allow private medical operators to grow and trade marijuana, including for export and import. So this trade also includes some traditional medicine practitioners and farmers. So they are expanding this beyond the mainstream sectors they currently have right now. So the Department of Thai Traditional Alternative Medicine says the country is already a tourist destination, and they believe marijuana will be added, will be an added attraction, so to speak, for foreigners and for medical tourism. And under this law, private medical practitioners with license will gain the right to grow, produce and also export marijuana. And on top of that, Thai farmers are also expected to gain more options for income. So the story is basically trending currently, and it appears to be one of the most anticipated developments in the country, with the netizens reacting so much to this. But currently, marijuana cultivation and dispensing is done solely by government agencies or closely regulated organizations, right? But of course, these baby steps, they've taken this 2 years ago with the development in the sector, of course, started in 2018 when Thailand became the first in Southeast Asia to legalize medicinal use of the herb. And in January, the medical marijuana clinic in the health ministry facilities was open, offering free medicine for to patients. And currently, about 150 authorized clinics in the country are able to prescribe it as well. So maybe the COVID pandemic and everything sort of like, you know, expedited this process also.
Yeah, but also in every country where this has become a thing, there has been huge business opportunities, right? There's a lot of money to be made here. Right. And as for investment opportunities in this soon-to-be-open sector, the reports are saying that Thailand is planning to set up a framework that will serve to benefit its citizens first. Does that mean that there's not going to be foreign investment?
No. So what the government department saying is that they want to rotate the funding within the Thai economy, especially collaboration between the government and community. So this includes enhancing knowledge in the sector, research, and also the production, and everything will involve the locals. And the government department was quoted in the report saying, we don't want foreigners to come in and invest and then reap all the benefits. So that's an interesting one. And
they're also not mincing words. They're just saying it.
So it's a strong statement. Well, I mean, it's understandable because both the agriculture and tourism industries are key to the economic recovery now. For example, about a third of Thai people make their living from the rice farming alone. So the report also pointed that the wellness tourism sector generated domestic expenditures of $12 billion in 2017. And this is more than the combined amount in Malaysia and also Indonesia. So the government says easing laws like this will allow patients to have access to medical marijuana for their illnesses and also increase awareness on medical marijuana as a whole in Thailand. I need to stress it's medical marijuana. It's not for recreational use, right? So that's a talk. A lot of talk has been happening, and also the how to regulate it, the laws that will come with it. So there's a lot of discussion happening. I think we'll hear more of this in the coming weeks.
It's also interesting because I remember a few years back when we were having this discussion here in the country, there was this big push to almost try to outrace Thailand. That was something that was, they've always been kind of ahead of it, even as other countries with also very, very tough drug laws look at figuring out how to regulate, how to find a way towards benefiting from medical marijuana. And now it just sounds like Thailand is taking five steps ahead of the rest
exactly.
of us.
Exactly. And with reports coming out that in Canada and some other countries also, they are researching the use of marijuana for COVID-19 treatment or to prevent COVID-19 treatment, right? To prevent the virus itself, right? That's an interesting one. So if there's some breakthrough there, I think people will be looking at, at the cultivation of the crop, you know, in a more different perspective and lens.
Do you think that we're ever going to be ready to have this conversation in a real way? You know, looking at what's happening with Thailand and the regulations and the laws and the amendments that they're making to allow private farming and sale of medical marijuana, is this ever going to happen here? Or, you know, are we just going to be not a part of this industry at all? You can let us know by calling 7732900.
There's also Ketum.
There is. I'm sidestepping. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. So moving on to Bursa Malaysia, shares in Overseas Enterprise Berhad has been trending since last week. What's the update on the counter today?
Yeah, so the counter surged up to 27% yesterday to its all-time high. And this follows an unconditional mandatory takeover offer by Enzo Holdings Berhad MD Datuk Chai Wun Chet. He basically bought more than 151 million shares from four parties to take his ownership in the company to over 62%. So Chai also intends to maintain the listing status of Overseas on the AIS market and doesn't plan to acquire the remaining shares at this point. So today, Overseas Enterprise added to yesterday's gain, closing 5.7% higher at 82.5 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap. You are listening to the Evening Edition on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.